You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's
going down. Don't just watch the draft. You got to play the draft with the Cleveland Browns. For your chance to win incredible prizes, Play the Draft is a new, free, very cool fantasy NFL draft game. The last contest is live now. Sign up at clevelandbrowns.com today. The last, because next week is draft week. And by the way, just a programming note, yours truly with Nathan Zagura, the two of us, will be broadcasting from New York this coming Wednesday. We'll be there after attending a draft availability. There's going to be an availability with the players in town for the draft at the park at Chelsea Piers. They're going to do a Play 60 event there. Commissioner Roger Goodell will be there. All kinds of NFL luminaries will be part of that, and then do our show soon thereafter, well, in a regular time, but it'll be a late morning event there, and then we'll have sound and such from that. And then on Thursday, the two of us, a week from yesterday, we will be inside Radio City Music Hall setting the scene for you from there as well. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be
fun. I can't wait. I know, because first, it'll be a great experience, number one, and number two, it means that the draft will be finally here for real.
Upon us.
As my six-year-old daughter would say, for real life. She says, Dad, I'm being serious, for real life.
For real life. All right, for real, let's see if we get her for real or for fiction. Fact or fiction,
I like
Jason
that.
Gibbs, what do we got, there. Brother?
Fact or fiction.
Happy Friday, guys. Question number one, the Browns will take a quarterback at pick number four.
It's been fiction for me all along. Yeah. I feel no reason to change that now. I say fiction. I think the only way that the Browns take a quarterback with their first pick in the 2014 NFL draft is if they move back in the first round.
I don't want to be a fence sitter. I know this is one answer or the other. My mock says fact because
you gotta
that's
say
what I've
fact.
Got.
That's right.
I'll say it, but my qualifier is I didn't do a trade down. So I envision a trade down to get the guy specifically that I had there, Derek Carr, who I think is the fit from that standpoint. But if Blake Bortles were there, and there are a lot of folks who think maybe he is going to be there, according to the most recent mocking that's going on, I'm going to stay with fact because one of those two guys would be there, and I don't think the Browns would trust the fact that one of those two guys would be there at 26.
I think right now, though, it would be a major upset if Blake Bortles goes in the top three. So that being said, if that's the case, in your mind, is it no doubt? Would you take Bortles at four?
Me, personally,
you.
Yes, because I think of all – I have – my grades are very close on all these quarterbacks, close. Manziel, all of them. I don't have tremendous separation, but I have separation. I have Blake higher than I have other guys, but I don't have an overwhelming sense, as you do with Teddy Bridgewater, my feeling about Blake Bortles – as being the guy that I think is the best of this group, of this class, isn't overwhelming head and shoulders. But it's enough for me to say, if you pin me down, pick the quarterback you would pick if he's there, I'm going with him.
Okay.
Fact or fiction?
Question number two, Jadeveon Clowney is the best player in this year's draft.
Wow.
I'll say fact
in the sense
that I think he possesses the physical characteristics to be the most dominant player and do some very, very, very special things.
Fiction, I think the best, nobody wants to hear this, I think the best is Greg Robinson. I think he's the soundest player technically in every other way.
So then to you, that means if they draft Greg Robinson at four, you would think they got the best value in the draft, period.
I do. It will make none of us necessarily smile because we want that excitement with the pick and so on and so forth. It's not about excitement. The excitement, as we've said many times, comes from winning. And I think that would be very sound because it would tell me they've evaluated the best guy, the best value, and they're going to feel very good, they being Ray Farmer and company, about that pick.
Fact or fiction?
Question number three. This is going back to the Browns. Barkevious Mingo's weight should not be a concern to anyone.
Fiction. I think it's a concern. He's got to get bigger, and that's coming from the head coach and those and this staff. They're the ones that are going to give him his opportunity, try to put him in the best position to succeed. and they believe he's got to be heavier to do that, and I believe the same. I think he got worn down as a, quote, smallish player. I thought he was frighteningly small when he came in to play outside linebacker, and in this particular scheme, you know, the long frame helps him, but not being under 240, and I think at times he was significantly under 240.
Yeah, I absolutely think it's an issue. I think it's something that needs to be addressed. He needs to fill out into his frame, because I don't think to become a three-down dominant player in this league, which I certainly would want out of a former number six overall pick, he has got to be able to bulk up and be able to play a little bit against the run, and right now I don't know that he is able to do that on a consistent basis.
Fact or fiction?
Final question today, guys. Brian Hoyer will be the starting quarterback for the Browns in Pittsburgh on September 7th.
Fact. Fact. It's at Pittsburgh, and I'm going to say, and I'm not expecting clearly Johnny Manziel to be the quarterback, so that charge will start the moment his name were to be read, if that were the case, that he's there as the starter. I'm going to say fact, even if they draft a quarterback.
I believe it's fact, even if they draft a quarterback as well. The schedule maker, I think, did Brian Hoyer a favor. At the same time, may have done Brian Hoyer a disservice, because with a week four bye, a slow start would be the natural time to see everybody clamoring for a change at the quarterback position. But I do think he will be under center week one and have the opportunity to start on the road and make a statement as the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns against the Steelers.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any doubt about that. All right, we got some people to thank for being part of this show. Charles Dave. Oh, we got one more segment before we thank anybody? Okay. I was cutting this out early.
We got more to talk about.
I saw a note here about 47, and I said, wait a minute, he means the segment, not the entire show.
Absolutely. So if you want to get on board, you got final thoughts the last week before the draft, hit us up, 216-578-0850. Read some tweets, at Browns_daily as well. And Notorious,
Friday.
I'm excited. We get to keep hanging out. It's Friday. Notorious wants to head to the beach, boy.
Yes, I'm.